Welcome to Maddie's Playhouse. You're now tuned in with your hosts, Octavio,
James,
Mark,
Bronny,
Enrique,
and Jonathan. So what's up, Octavio? This is your time back. First time back since like last, how many years? Like 3 years? 5 years?
Nah, it's been like 2 years.
It's been a while, man. Yeah, where have you been, bro?
Dude, you look like more brown, dude. No, I'm just saying. No, you're looking good. You're looking good, bro. Bro, so, like, I just say.
I look more caramel.
Yeah, more caramel. Yeah, no, but you're looking good, bro.
That's good, man.
But I know you've been going. Tell us, you've been going out to Rosarito and stuff. You know, having little vacays here and there. You have family out there. That's awesome, man. I've never been to Rosarito. I know Ronnie.
We gotta have a baddies
event.
Retreat.
Oh, what is it? Man's retreat. We should do a man's retreat. But I know Ronnie. You've been to Rosarito.
Oh yeah. Rosarito's fun.
James.
Yeah, I went in my past.
In your past?
Of course,
okay, so.
I cycled there, remember?
Isn't that Ensenada?
To Rosarito.
Oh, okay, okay. I see. Wait, how far is Rosarito from Ensenada? Like the distance?
30, and from car, it's like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah, like with a 45. Car, it's like 30 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
It depends.
It's not bad.
Depends.
All right, all right.
Depends how you drive, I guess.
But over there, you can't drive fast. There's a speed limit, you feel me?
Now you can drive fast.
Yeah, you can.
The way you drive over there is if you're in the left lane, and you're going slow and you see someone approaching, you got to move over to the right lane and let them pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you respect traffic out there or no?
Nah, not really.
Why not?
you just got to carry some extra pesos too, just in case. You know
dollars, I mean? Dollars, bro. They care about dollars now. They don't do pesos.
No, like people really just run the stop signs and stuff. Like they just kind of like California Row.
That's like, no, that's not California that's, Road, bro. That's Rosarito Road.
Yeah, that's Rosarito Road. But they end up rolling into each other.
And then they don't have insurance. I think they don't have car insurance over there. I think that you don't, it's not mandatory. Like over here in California, you have if you have a loan or on a car, you need insurance. I think over there they don't. So I don't want to get in a car accident out there.
I'll just take a rental.
Honest. Yeah, well, that too. Well, rentals.
Or you could just take a taxi.
You could just take off.
Your car's messed up. You know what I mean?
True.
But whatever. But I, Octavio, welcome back. We'll talk about the run with you that we did earlier.
Yeah.
James, though, we did a run with James. It was the day of spring, the daylight savings, right?
Right, when the time changed.
So what did we do, James?
So we were brave enough to get up real early. So the time changed. So it would have been like, I guess when I woke up around 5-ish. So, but even then, it was like an hour after past, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to start at 7. Well, we started at 7, but it was
okay.
It was early, but it was beautiful weather, sunny, right?
Yeah, it was a beautiful morning.
What trail did we do?
Colby Trail, right in the neighborhood of like Glendora, right?
Yeah.
It was just like a couple blocks down from where you stay at. And I'm just exposing you real quick, but
no, don't be telling people. But I know we did Kobe Trail up. We ended up going all the way up. I took him all the way up to the where the Glendora Motorway is at, basically the one that leads you to Open Door Trail, that Glendora Motorway. And I know Enrique's done that trail, but we ended up there. We saw some ramps, like a lot of people they go mountain bike riding. They built ramps there. We ended up seeing that. That was awesome. And we ended up running down on the GMR. We ran on the street, and I told James, I was like, James, you're up for it? Because this, I was like, isn't it be a big loop? I think we ended up doing like 6 miles, if I recall.
Yeah, it was like something like 6.2 maybe.
Yeah, but you ended up, dude, I think going down, you said like your shin splints were hurting and etc.
Yeah, I got some shin splints on the way down, but other than that, for the most part, I was like pretty much okay. I wasn't like super exhausted or drained by the time we got to the car. I mean we came across some individuals on the trail, and we kind of did a couple of breaks at the end, but
yeah, because they had a dog. And we didn't want to alter the dog or get the dog like excited, or I don't know if the dog was trained or not. Remember, I was like, let's stay back.
Yeah, the dog was off leash, so we're kind of worried about that. But other than that, it was a beautiful day, beautiful trail, honestly.
Yeah, and I want to do it again with I know Enrique, Ronnie. Ronnie hasn't done it. Even Octavio, dude. Octavio used to hike with us back in 2-3 years ago. He did Cucamonga Peak, but I want him to do some like easy ones again. You know,
I'm back.
And we're gonna hold you accountable about running, bro.
That's right.
Yeah, everybody said that we want to see your face, you know what I mean? Your camel face, you know?
Yeah, I'll pull
beautiful
up.
Face.
I'll pull up.
You pull up. But I know, James, though, you hit your sub-2 goal. You hit that goal. I know, what's your next goal? You say 188, but you are gonna go on vacay, which is gonna be awesome. Don't stress too much. Remember I told you, I know Ronnie, when he goes on vacay, when I go on vacay too, I try to run. Me personally, I try to run, quotation marks, but I don't. There's sometimes here and there, like when I was in Jalisco, or when I went to Puerto Vallarta, I ended up going to the gym at the hotel. But I don't know why. Like, you get lazy. You know, it's kind of hard. The motivation's not there. You're eating, like, crap. Not crap. Good food. Like, tacos and a lot. You eat a lot, too. And you drink here and there. You know what I mean? You're having, it's vacation. So, but I did say, like, it is kind of cool just to explore, though. But you're going to be walking a lot.
Yeah. When you go to Japan. I'm not too concerned about that. Like, I'm probably not going to stray away and go to a gym. Because, I mean, I'm traveling out there. I want to explore and do all the sightseeing and explore the culture. So I'm not really concerned about maybe getting a gym session. But, I mean, I'm going to be active. I'm going to be walking everywhere.
I kind of agree with that, because if I'm paying to be there, I want to stay fit, but I'm going to be okay for a week of not working out. Like, that hour or two I spent running or whatever, I think I'd rather explore the city or something. You know what I mean? It's like an hour lost, I feel. So that's why I think about it all the time. Like he says, like, I would want to run or hike these mountains if I can or whatever. But like, I'd rather go explore.
But don't you want to like know how like the gym is out there? Like
in Japan? What's different about their weights? Do their 45 like, pounds weigh less or more?
They might.
It's the same 45 pounds.
No, just like the vibes.
There's other things I'm more curious than the gym culture. 100%. Just keep it that way.
I'd rather go to a museum.
Yeah. Okay, no.
I'd rather go explore, you know, the mountain trails and stuff.
Something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, have you hit a gym in Rosarito, Octavio, or no?
No, not in Rosarito, but I did it in Michoacán.
In Michoacán, you hit a gym? You're at the gym?
It was like a old, because he was from the guy that owned the gym. He was from, what do you call it? Where they had the Ghost Gym in LA, in Venice Beach.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He grew up like in the golden era, you know? And then I guess he had some marriage problems, and he ended up moving back to Michoacán.
Yeah.
And he started a gym, bro, and it was like all rusty weights. Like,
like the old school, you know?
I could pull it up on my Snapchat.
Damn. So you like rusty weights, huh? Yeah. You like the old type of stuff? I think we like color, you know, color weights, the real weights, you feel me? The one that are weighed. Because, you know, Nick over here, he competes, you know? He goes to the competition, and he needs to weigh him, bro.
I get that.
But it's
I all, respect that.
I should say, I respect. No, there's some cool ones, dude. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. All the new weights, they look like the color weights. You seen those, like, the competition
like
weights?
Like the yellow ones, green
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, they have, like, colors. They look fake. They look literally fake. Because like I know they're not fake. They're real. Yeah. And they're, like, to the dime. I think they're weighed to the decimal places, bro. Like, when they weigh them, like, the kilograms and stuff, they need to be exact. And I think when you ding them, or, like, if you drop it, like, the
weight damage.
Yeah, like, you have to replace it. And, you know, because it's all, like, well, I'm not saying like right off the bat, but there's some bumper weights. There's different weights, but normally when you compete, they try to keep it like, you know, fresh and stuff. Because, you know, they want to make sure that it weighs. But there's some times, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but when I go to LA Fitness, there's some times where the weight there feels different than at my friend's Carlos gym. I don't know, man. Like it feels
lighter.
Yeah. No, it feels like at LA Fitness, it feels lighter. But when I'm at Carlos' gym, it feels heavier. I don't know if I'm like not motivated or. I don't know if I'm like tripping out, but Enrique, can you hold me against that or no?
No, I think I agree. I think when I work out in different places, the weights feel different, which I was just arguing that 45 pounds is still 45 pounds, but I mean, it feels different. So I don't know. Sometimes I rep my heavy easier and it's like weird. And then other times I go to the gym, the same thing. I'm like, I'm struggling. I'm like, like this was like 4 days ago. I don't know why I'm struggling now, but so it's weird. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Always feel heavy for me right now because I haven't worked out.
Hey, but you'll be back in it. It's muscle memory. Muscle memory.
I'll be back.
Hey, but Ronnie, dude, what's up with the winds, bro? What's going on with all these
Santa
weather?
Santa Ana winds, man. They're back.
Dude.
They came back with a vengeance.
They were like 40 miles.
Don't they have a name?
Yeah, Santa Ana winds.
No. Like the devil's.
The Santa Ana winds.
Santa Ana winds, bro. That's the name.
I mean, they've always been called it.
The devil. That's the devil. We're talking about something else, bro.
In class, someone said, "Oh, the Santa Ana winds, you know, always known as the Devil's Winds or whatever." They had a different name. It wasn't Devil, maybe not Devil, but
I know you're in Riverside, right, Ronnie?
Yeah.
How bad is it over there? Because I know Fontana gets hit hard, and the winds, dude. That's where I seen like flipped over
The
semi trucks. I seen like you got to be careful, but like driving with the low car with the small car, you know, because I have a Honda Civic, like it doesn't really you could go through the wind. You're breaking through, but I seen like those big semis like flipped over, multiple ones. Not now, but like this was like a while back when it was heavy.
Yeah, I have coworkers that live out in Fontucky, and they say it's like crazy, man. Like the winds are gnarly. I actually saw one of those rolling like tumbleweeds?
Tumbleweed, yeah.
Like on the freeway today on the 71. I was like, what the heck?
And you know, tell me you got off the car, huh? You ran? I'll try to record that.
I was like, no, but yeah, it was cool. But yeah, these winds are crazy. I kept getting high wind warnings as I was driving too, because I have my maps on all the time. So I kept getting like notifications this morning going into work.
Damn, I know James lived in
Funtucky. So yeah, I lived in Funtucky, yeah.
But I don't know why.
Different periods of my life.
Why do they call it Funtucky? Because it looks like Kentucky?
Bro, like back in the day, I mean, now it's getting nicer, especially if you're in North Fontana, but I mean, it was ghetto.
What part did you grow up in?
Well, he grew up in Azusa.
What part did you live in?
In North Fontana by Sierra Lakes.
Oh, yeah, that's the nice part.
Yeah, that's the nice part, right? No, but even then, the wind gets crazy over there. Like, a lot of the time, like, especially on trash day, like, you'll see full tubs of, like, trash just getting blown down the street.
I thought he was going to see, see, like, people's exes, like, getting blown down the trash.
I just go a little bit more south, you can find it.
No, but
yeah, you start racing trash cans over there, bro. Be
careful. No,
well, but like seriously though. I'd come home and be like, where's their trash? Like, did they not pick it up? Did they just take everything with it?
The
like,
wind picked it up, bro. It's gone.
It's like two blocks down. Okay.
But how do you know it's your trash can? Because normally you don't put like
You just steal someone else's. or you just call your trash company like, hey, like I don't have a trash can. I need a new one.
They'll replace it, right?
Yeah. Like, they replace it.
Like you don't gotta like pay anything or whatever.
No, you don't gotta worry about
but,
that.
But what does it say when I always made a joke that a lot of people say that when they live over there by like Fontana, like every morning, like when there's like Santa Ana winds, you'll wake up and you have your next door neighbor like a patio and everything. Like it's like you have extra stuff like from your neighbors, bro. It's like you got free stuff. It's like Christmas every day.
If you don't secure anything, that thing's gone. It's just gone.
Oh, you know what sucks? Having trees, fruit trees out there. Because the winds, they knock down like the flowers. Like today I woke up and I was like, please, because I have an avocado tree. And last year it didn't give because it gives every other 2 years. That's like some fruit trees, like what happens. But avocado, like my avocado didn't give that many last year. The year before that, though, it gave like, I don't know, you guys remember, like 300 plus avocados, right? And that's awesome. Imagine having avocado toast, because I love avocado toast every morning, bro. With a cup of coffee or a tea, matcha tea, it's a hit the spot.
You're spoiled.
Well, I was spoiled, but then the wind. So I woke up today and I looked outside. I was like, I'm looking at the tree, and it's like the wind's like just like taking the like pushing the tree back and forth. And I was like, no. I looked down to see if there's any like flowers that fallen, and no, they're still intact. So I was like, oh, cool.
Nice.
That's the only thing I care about. I don't care.
I didn't think much of it, but yeah, like somebody had brought like a basket full of oranges. Like,
at work?
Yesterday. But yeah, it was because of the wind. I thought they were just being nice. I grabbed a bunch, but yeah, it makes sense. It was the wind that kicked them down.
Yeah, that's what. That's funny though. You didn't connect dots, huh? But
this morning, when I woke up, I had to go to the backyard for something, and it was windy as hell, right? I noticed it earlier as I was getting ready for the day, but I had to go to school already, so I was already about to leave. And it was funny because when I went to the backyard was a mess. It was chaotic. Like, a bunch of plants were on the floor. There was, like everything in my backyard was like if someone just went in there and made a mess everywhere. And I saw everything, and I was like, nope, not right now. I can't. I'm too busy to be cleaning this shit up, so. But there was a bunch of plants upside down. There was a bunch of things knocked over. Like, a lot of stuff in my backyard was, like, a mess.
It's a worse thing, like. And then, okay, I want to clean up because I hate, like, having the backyard, like, dirty. But when you clean up, like, the wind might come back tomorrow night. You feel me? Like today, let's say. So it's like, I the wind is there. So it's like, it happened to me once. I cleaned up. The house was so clean outside. And guess what? The freaking winds came back again. And yeah, I have trash. So, but yeah, those Santa Ana winds are crazy. I know Enrique, though, ended up doing some mountain bike riding. He like betrayed us. He doesn't do road bike anymore. He ended up doing mountain bike riding. What did you do? What was it?
It was in Bonelli Park. I'm sure it has a name, but I don't know the name of that.
It's called Bonetti Park.
But like if that trail I did has a specific name, it might not, because we went through like a couple of different trails. So maybe there's like three trails that we probably traveled and cut off in the middle. But it was fun. It was my first time mountain biking.
Muddy.
And he said, my friend that I went with, he said that that's a really good one for beginners because it's not that long, but it has a little bit of everything. Where like Anson's had rain recently, there was mud, there was water. It has some really rocky spots where you're really just like cycling on rocks. Like big rocks and like, you know, doing mountain bike stuff. And I almost fell on my face once and that was it. So, but it was super fun. It was super fun to do that.
Wasn't it scary, you said, or kind
of? I was so stressed out. So like I was doing a lot of forearm. I was leaning too much because I was scared. So like my forearms got tired, which if I was just relaxed, my forearms wouldn't be tired. So that was funny. And then the night before I had gone out and I may or may not have drank a lot and got home late.
Wait, that was a fight. That was a fight. Oh yeah, yeah, we'll talk about the fight. But yeah, not yeah. you. No, that was a UFC fight. But yeah, Q1.
But what was tragic about me going out last night was like it was fine. I would have woken up and done that anyways. But it sucked because when I got home, I didn't realize my phone had low battery, so my phone died. So my alarm didn't go off. So Juan, my friend Juan, got to the house. And I was still asleep. He was already in front of my house, and I was still asleep. And my dad's the one that woke me up. He's like, hey, yo, there's a friend outside asking for you. And I was like, what? What? Why? Where? What time is it? And I was like, why did my alarm go off? I checked my phone. It's off. I'm like, no way. So imagine waking up and the next 5 minutes, like, being on the road. As in, like, so I was still half asleep. And so when I started cycling, I almost threw up because there was no water, no nothing, no food, no nothing in my system.
You're doing ramen?
It reminded me of my, no, it reminded me of my military days when, like, I would get fucked up or drink a lot and then wake up the next day early just so I can run because we have to or whatever. Like running but barely waking up and like about to throw up. So like I got nauseous a couple times, but I didn't throw up because.
So do you guys, Nick, do you have like a morning routine? Like if someone messes up your morning routine, like you don't get mad, but you're just like, nah, let me just do my thing. You know what I mean? Like brush your teeth, listen to a podcast, read a book, drink coffee. I don't know. Your any morning routine?
No, I actually don't have one. I wake up like probably 5 minutes, actually fully wake up, and then I hop in the shower, and then start my day.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you shower in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like to shower at night, bro. I like to sleep clean. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like my bed sheets.
Wait. This is a conversation I was having with Dylan last time, actually.
I like to shower at night.
We started talking smack or discussing, I guess, because he was like, "Dude, when's the right time to shower?" And I said, "Night." He said, "Morning." And we started arguing. He's like, why would you shower at night if you're going to go to sleep and there's bacteria and this and that? And like, you're going to wake up dirty. And I was like, no, I wake up clean as hell. What do you mean? I'm like, if I showered the night before, like my bed's not going to get me dirty. Like, yes, I'm sure there's bacteria or whatever. But like, I would say that's like 1% dirty. So therefore, I'm still clean if you're going by it. So like, the question to you guys, when's the right time to shower?
I say morning, especially because I get hot during night sleep when I do sleep. So I end up like getting sweaty and all that stuff. And then also like, you have like the morning hair and all that, so the showering in the morning is best for me, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. For me too, I shower in the morning. I think for me especially, like, it helps me like actually wake up and like get going.
Okay, but you,
because I've showered like late in the day and like I just feel lazy all day. If I hadn't showered, like I'm just like, eh, like I feel like bummy, like I don't have energy, like I'm just like not, I don't know, it's not the business.
Wait, Octavio, I know you shower multiple probably times a day, huh? Yeah. But like, you like showering at night or morning?
Why do you know this?
Because all right, hold on. Let me retract.
Rick is asking the real question.
No, the reason why I know this is because he went running today, and don't get me wrong, he you know, you got sweaty and shit, and you're like, let me go shower before I come hang out with you guys, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you shower multiple times, kind of.
Yeah, mostly like in the morning and at night.
Shit, that's twice a day, man. You're wasting a lot of water,
you know,
there's
a thing about being overly clean, like over yeah. cleaning your body, because yeah. it's not the healthiest.
Yeah, I know.
Like when you, your earwax is actually good for you, so if your ears are always extremely clean, then like...
Nah, I don't really do all that crazy.
He doesn't just clean himself.
Just a quick rinse, right?
Yeah, just quick.
Like, yeah, just wait, quick. So you just put water...
Like the morning, I really just shower to wake up, like Ronnie said.
Yeah,
it really wakes you up, like when you wash your face.
Why don't you just slap yourself?
Especially if you take a cold shower, bro.
Yeah.
Like there was a time when I was taking cold showers and going for a run like at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And it was like the best time of my life. I felt so good, you know?
You're like an early bird, huh?
Yeah.
I can agree with that. Because when I used to go to the gym in the mornings and then obviously shower after the gym and start my day, I don't know why I felt so full of life. I felt so clean. I felt like so, I wouldn't be sore. It would hurt to move. But like I felt so alive and full of energy.
I feel like you feel like a monster. Like, I don't know, like, you feel like a superhero. Like, you're going to save the world, but you're not. But, you know what I mean? Like, I know, Mark, do you shower twice a day? Please, not the only one. Come on, bro.
No,
you gotta
I shower
water.
Twice a day. I have
bro,
to, bro.
For what?
Okay, look.
Tell me what you... All right, let's go.
One, I'll shower... So, I mean, lately, I've been showering, like, in the morning, like, after I get back from the gym. I've been going to the gym again, so I'll shower in the morning, like, once I get back. And then by then, you know, I usually work like most days out of the week. So when I get home from work, I'll take another shower.
But do you smell like where you work at? Do you smell like that or like?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily like smell like that, but I do like, you know, run, especially when we're busy. Like I'm running around like crazy. It does get hot in there, especially in the kitchen, you know, so I'll get sweaty over there. So I'll shower again when I get home. That's the main reason.
Damn. You guys are crazy. Yeah, so
like I wouldn't even say I shower every day, honestly.
Whoa, bro.
On average, I shower every day, but sometimes it's just the day doesn't you know, you don't shower that day.
I was wondering what that smell was.
It smells like butt, bro.
But no, like, on average, though, like, if I happen to not go to the gym that day and, like, I do have work later, like, I'll still shower before work. And even though it's, like, maybe, like, 6-7 hours later when I'm getting home, I'll take another shower once I get back.
Okay, how fast are you guys' showers, all right? If you guys are talking about, like...
5-10 minutes.
All right, not bad.
Man, how long did I take? Like, 6 minutes.
Yeah, 5-6 minutes or something. Next time you should FaceTime us.
Depends what I'm doing, honestly. Like, if I'm like, washing my hair that day, then it'll probably be, like, around, like, 10 minutes.
But yeah, I shower, like, 3 to 5 minutes.
Probably, like, around... usually, like, 5... Sometimes a little longer if I'm just kind of like letting the warm water hit me.
No, actually, that's true. Good. The few times I play music when I shower, because I don't do it often, but when I do, it's funny because I'll be out before the song even ends, and I'll be like, let me see how long the song was. And I was like,
I thought you'll be dancing.
Two songs max. Yeah.
Two song max? All right. Yeah. Wait, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't do songs. I kind of do podcasts, but to be honest, like, it's kind of so hard. I just go in and out. Like, I'm out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just, let's get this stuff going. I'm gonna.
I sometimes stay there for a while, just thinking, crying. Just enjoying the hot water.
But yeah, and then they also say, like, showering hot water, it's not good for you, like, in your face. And no, there's a lot of things, which is probably is not good for you. So normally I like to do, like, it depends though. Sometimes when it's cold, I like to do hot water. But we have, like, a little heater. I have the whole house heater, but I just use the little heater in the restroom, and I'm good to go, you know?
I mean, I normally shower with, like, I guess warm water. I wouldn't say hot, or just, like, fresh water. Like, it's not cold, but it's still kind of, like, surprises your body a little bit, but, like, it's comfortable to me. Like, it's not, but, like, really hot, I don't know. I feel like you said, it has to be a specific situation where, like, I want hot water. But normally just warm or fresh water.
And then, do you guys have, like, a special, Axe, or like, not Axe, what is that, like, the body wash? What's, like, the body wash you guys go to?
I use Dr. Squash.
The hell is that?
I've been wanting you to guys try know that, what that is. You guys know
that. Dr. Squash. What is? I don't know what it is. I'm gonna be honest.
Bar soap.
Oh,
it's
bar
all
soap.
Made out of, like, essential oils and, like, everything.
Is it like the
it's all natural?
Oh, okay, I see.
But it's a pretty fat bar soap, though. It's like,
yeah, it's pretty big. It's like a big brick, like a square.
Oh, okay.
This logo doesn't look familiar.
I think I've seen it, but I haven't.
It's, like, sponsored everywhere online.
Yeah, they've done a good job at marketing.
Yeah.
They smell pretty good.
Yeah,
they smell
pretty good. I bought some, like, a few years back.
I'm not a smell you, Enrique. But yeah, what you bought?
I bought some, like, a few years back, and they work pretty well. They give you, like, a little, like, soap holder for it and stuff like that. But
I used to be in love with some store called Lush, and I don't know if you guys ever went with me. Lush and, like, Santa Anita, dude. I used to take everybody there, dude. Like, I knew about all the soaps there, bro. They even wanted to give me a job there. Like, hey, dude, you bring so many people here. And I was buying soaps left and right. Like, it gets addicting, dude. Like, when you buy those
fancy
soaps. Yeah, good smell soaps. And then,
a lot of that stuff smells good.
Yeah, but then, like, sometimes it dries your skin. It depends on your skin, though.
It is expensive, though, I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, you go, depending on what they use in the bar of soap and all that stuff, I see anywhere from, like, $8 to $12. They have, like, little things, because I go there with Alex sometimes.
To Lush?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have, like, different kinds of masks. Some of them are, like, fucking, like, $80. Dude, but $80 for, like, a little tiny container. And I'm like, bro, crazy.
But your face sometimes feels, like, so soft when you do those masks. I've done those masks, dude. Like, feel so good. Or have you guys ever gotten a facial? Like, massage, like, deep cleaning and, like, facial. Like, you know what I mean?
I think it's safe to say you're the only one, bro.
Oh, my God. No, but have you guys ever gotten your face cleaned, though, bros? Like, professionally. No? You guys should try it, bros. Like, this year, put it on your calendar, man. Do, like, a self-care day.
No, nah, bro, I'm not getting a facial, bro.
That's a good sentence.
You should get definitely.
The most I've done is a pedicure because my ex made me.
Okay.
Outside of that, I've never gotten a massage, and I've never gotten, I guess, a face show.
Cleanup.
Just say
face.
That doesn't sound right to say.
But yeah, one thing that I want to say, though, do you guys have separate towels for your face and your body? I'd use the same, bro.
I wipe my butt, then wipe my face.
Wait,
what?
Don't you?
And then that order.
Wait, isn't it supposed to be the opposite? Wipe your face in your butt? No. I start from the top to go to the bottom.
Yeah. Start from the top. That's what I do. The towel forgets by the next morning.
that's a good one, bro. But it probably. All right. We all do laundry here, though, right? We all do laundry. When do you guys replace your towel? Like, straight. Like, be honest. Don't
every time I wash.
I watch them together.
So every week?
Yeah.
Yeah, like once a week, I toss my towel.
I have one like for every day. I have enough for every day.
Oh shit!
I'm not saying I use them every day, like
because I use one towel for like 2 weeks. Huh? Yeah, but
that's
2 weeks.
That's dirty. No,
what do you mean?
Me realistically, I'll replace mine like every like three to five days, pretty much.
Okay, but you shower. Okay. Do your math. How many times you shower, right? Yeah, versus me. I only. Do
I mean, there the are same. Days like it's if I'm not working, you know, like I'll like if I have the day off, I'll take one shower. Like after I get out of the gym.
Okay.
You
know, but, and that's it.
And that's it. So I'm not showering like twice a day every single day.
But you know but what?
Most days I do shower twice a day.
You know what sucks when you do shower twice a day, right? Because I've done it before.
What?
And your towel is still fucking wet.
It's down. It's like damp earlier. Yeah.
Like, or when I travel sometimes with people and like I forget my towel and I'm just like, my Monica's like, oh, I just use my towel. And I'm just like, I got to do what I got to do. You know, it just feels so weird, dude. Like, it's wet. It's like, I want to dry. Just
stand there and air dry, bro.
You get cold. It depends where you're at. But that's the worst.
I kind of like that feeling, to be honest.
Stand there and just air dry?
Yeah, dude. I'll turn off the water and I'll literally be like wiping the water from me because I'm bored. Just trying to air dry. Just embrace the cold. And it just feels like it wakes me up. It's super refreshing.
I've done that.
Start shaking like a dog.
I'm not saying every day. No, I've tried that and it doesn't do much. I would think water would come off, but it doesn't.
I've done that when I forget my towel, man.
Oh,
have you ever done that? When you forget your towel, you shower.
I've forgotten my towel and I've used my dirty shirt to wipe myself clean.
Bro, I've done that. I thought I was the only one. Yeah, I only use it like in special places. I was like, I don't want to feel wet there. But yeah, you're right. That's disgusting. That's so though. Funny. That's kind of, if you think about it, it's dirty towel, dirty clothes. You showered.
Yeah, okay. But like, you know.
Like for what? Like, because sometimes I get lazy to go outside because it's cold.
Yeah, and you're butt naked, so.
Okay, but
And you're dripping water, so you're not going to walk around the house like that.
Just
so I use my shirt.
You can just mop the floor.
Like, it doesn't happen often, but sometimes you're like, oh, what an idiot. Well, how do you forget the towel sometimes? But.
No,
I stress out when I leave the towel, like, because in my bathroom, the towel was hung behind the door. And I sometimes leave it hung, which is further away from where the shower.
Oh.
So I have to step out and grab it. Even that makes me lazy sometimes. I don't use my shirt, but I'm like, oh, what an idiot. I should have got the towel closer. But
I
got
to swing it on the thing.
On the top?
So it's right near you, huh? Right near
that, but no, right but there. That gets wet sometimes. No,
I put it to the very end. Like, I compress it.
There's sweet spots. Yeah, there's sweet spots. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's crazy, man. You guys are all showered. Yeah, we should all shower together once. We should not do that. But I know, Dan, you guys are all like will not last camping, I guess, because you guys can't go days without showering.
What's the most you've gone without showering?
Me? 2 days probably.
Me, like 2 weeks.
Nah, okay. You're different, bro. You're different, but you're a different build. But hey, Octavio, how many days have you gone without shower? Be honest, bro. Don't you don't have to lie to KK.
Man, COVID. Like 3 days.
COVID? Yeah. You got COVID and you're like.
No. Like during COVID. Like no one was going out. Like, you
know. What? So
that's my logic. That's why I told you guys. I don't necessarily shower every day. But like for the most part, I shower every day. But sometimes you just have a day where like there's no need for a shower.
Hey, the cops were looking at you like, bro, you can't shower, dude. Like it's COVID.
No, I didn't even go out.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't see no females, nothing.
All right. So how many days, Ronnie?
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days too?
Yeah. But the third day I was like, yeah, bro, I need a shower, dude. I feel weird, bro. Like I feel nasty. Like let's just get this done.
Mark, how many days have you gone without showering? Like honest. Like whenever, I don't know.
Honestly, at most just like one.
What the hell?
It's a clean man.
I know,
right
it's a clean man, man. Smalling.
Like honestly, like I mean especially during the summer, like I sweat a lot, you know, especially like I said, I work 5 days a week. Some days are like weekends. I work all day, like 12, 14 hours. But, you know, like all that running around I'm doing and everything, like I, especially in the heat, like I'm sweating a lot. Like I can't go without showering.
Wait, Nick, how many days do you go without showering?
Probably a couple days.
Couple days?
Yeah, probably a couple days.
All right. The last thing I want to say.
Hold on, one quick point on that. Besides showering in the shower, what's like the weirdest place you've showered? Because for me, I've showered in the lake before with soap and a towel. I've showered using wipies, I guess, which with my 2 weeks, it might have even been a month that I didn't shower. But during that time, every day I would quote unquote shower by using baby wipes, and we hide behind the tree, and then you get the most important parts with the baby wipes, and then I use like maybe like five baby wipes to shower. because I'm not gonna use 30 baby wipes too. You know, you gotta you, whatever. So when I was out there not showering, I would use baby wipes. Everybody uses baby wipes to shower, and a water bottle. One water bottle and like 5 to 10 baby wipes, and you're chilling.
I showered at the gym.
You don't
the gym.
It's not a clean shower.
With all the old people.
No.
Swinging that thing. You like that, huh?
No. Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you.
You can
like,
be honest, bro.
No, I had goals. I was in school. It was a school gym, bro. So it was a lot of young folks.
Well, that's even worse.
Did you get that facial there?
No, I didn't get no facial. No. I got clean there. You know, before class, I ended up going there. But have you guys ever showered at the gym? At any gym?
No.
LA Fitness.
LA Fitness? Like, bro, it feels weird. I understand. But, if you know, you got to, I don't know, like.
I respect it. Yeah, I mean, it takes balls to do that shit.
I've showered in dirty bathrooms too, where like everybody has to wear sandals because they're dirty, disgusting.
That's everywhere.
There's literally mold. No, not necessarily everywhere, but like at least where I was at, like these showers were not sanitary. So like you have to like be wearing sandals because you could get an infection or whatever. But it's interesting the how I've showered in my life before.
I mean,
honestly, like I was gonna say though, like for you showering like at your school gym. I feel like that's just kind of different for you because you were actually living on campus during that time.
No. That was when I was commuting because I only stayed there 2 years. And then after that, I was commuting. So I was staying there all day and I would work out and then I would shower. But I did take my sandals though. I wasn't going barefoot. Hell no. Like in the public place, never go barefoot. Even when I go traveling to like Airbnbs, I always take sandals and stuff and I put them on when I shower because I don't know, dude. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. I get that. That's how when I was in high school and we were wrestling. After practice, we had to take shower in the locker room because
you had to.
Yeah, it was mandatory for us just because they didn't want to risk us like staying dirty or going home not showering right away or not showering at all, and then risk like getting ringworm or something. So we had to shower with like an antibacterial soap, and you know we had our sandals and everything that we would use in the locker room. I mean, we wouldn't. I don't remember anyone ever actually getting naked to get in the shower, but we would like shower in our boxers and shit.
I think I heard a story about you that you and your homies used to do like the ladder. You guys put a ladder and then like one you guys will be all naked like in the ladder.
No.
And you guys, the water will go down. You told me that story, bro.
No, I
didn't. Yeah, you did, bro. Stop capping, dude. That's how you save water, though.
I was going to say the weirdest place, I guess, maybe, like, because I've car camped at Coachella before. So they bring in like these giant, like, mobile, like, they look like semi trucks, but it's like
a porta potty, not like, a porta potty.
Yeah. But literally, like, there's a line of people, so it's like, think of like a drive-through, like freaking shower. Like you're going in, you go in this little shower, like the curtains barely like close the whole thing, so like there's like slips on both sides, and you're like, bro, they're fucking seeing your butt, and maybe something else, you know? But like, it's crazy in there, bro.
But it's all family, you know what I mean?
It's all family at the end of the day, bro.
But yeah, dude,
like you're bumping into people. It's like, it's wild.
You're bumping while showering? Like bumping into people?
Well, I mean, because it's so packed. There's literally a line of people to shower every single day.
Let me find that. You dropped the soap, huh? Yeah.
I try. If it dropped, like, I forget it. It's staying down there.
Okay,
I want to say something that I learned today because I was bored. So I asked ChatGPT. I was talking to some friends and whatever the point got to this point, or the conversation went to this direction. But it was like, okay, how unsanitary is it when you use a public restroom to like poop or whatever? People get crazy about cleaning the seat, putting napkins or whatever toilet paper on the seats before you sit down. And so I asked, like, is it really unsanitary? Because unless my butt has a cut, then there's no way any bacteria or whatever is going to pierce your skin or whatever. So it's like, is it really unsanitary to, I guess, sit in a public toilet? And the research, quote unquote, from the AI said that it's actually safe. Like, it's super, super rare for anyone to catch anything from like a toilet restroom from sitting on it by taking a dump or whatever. Like, everyone overreacts thinking that, oh, poop. But it's like the poop's not anywhere near. You know what I mean? Like, it's just clean butt cheeks sitting on the toilet all the time. So technically, what's unsanitary about that? Like, what's dirty about that? You know what I mean? A little bit of sweat, maybe. But it's like, technically, no, it was a disturbing. As I was reading this and learning this, it was disturbing because it was like everybody is like protective about that. You poop in public restrooms, and you clean, you wipe, you do your business, and then whatever. But in reality, it's like you shouldn't be that scared of it because it's a super rare. It's seldom for anybody to get sick or whatever.
Everybody's all nodding their heads like, nah, dude, we're not trying to catch anything. But
yeah, like obviously, like we're all clean. I would hope so. But honestly, bro, like. Okay, I've worked at Starbucks before. Oh, I've seen nightmares in those restrooms, bro. Like, people are not fucking clean out
there. All the homeless, huh?
Well, yeah,
everybody, bro.
Dude, they poop.
Like, you'd be surprised. Like, bro, they poop just in the sink. It's just like a poop explosion in there, man. No, it's wild.
You know what I was gonna say? I bet you all this happened to all of you guys. It has to happen because we all done our number two business in public restrooms. And you know what? Those toilets that have like the sensor, they're cool and all, you know, because like, you know, they do their job sometimes. But then sometimes like you're setting up like your little spot, like Enrique said, like your toilet paper, and next thing you're about to sit down and that thing just goes off, bro, and it takes all the toilet paper down. Yes, it happens to all you guys, dude. I bet you anything.
It's happened before.
And then it's like you're like, and then mind you. You guys know this too, right? You're in the restroom. Your body's trying to, you know, it knows it's, let's go. It's game time. So it's like, it's hard to hold it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I always trip out on that. But last thing I want to say though, this is be the last one. Since we talk about showering, how many times do you guys brush your teeth? And that's it. I just want to know.
Oh, that's daily for sure.
Well, I know it's daily, but like
even how many sometimes before I go out with friends or whatever, if my teeth are already clean, but just because I feel like they just look cleaner or whatever. Like I just brush my teeth before going out somewhere. Just because, I mean, it's quick. If it took 10 minutes, I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like a shower, like whatever. But brushing my teeth, I feel like it's quick. I do my hair. I use gel and stuff. So it's like, it doesn't add to like me being late or whatever. So I brush my teeth probably more often than not, I guess.
I just started brushing twice.
Yeah, I just do twice. That's just me. I don't know if you guys do 3, 4, 5 times. Yeah, I just do twice.
Twice a week, one in the morning, one at night.
Yeah, because I don't want to... They say when you over brushing, you could probably look it up. Like you could ruin your enamel. You could brush basically too much brushing is not good. But I know you feel like fresh, like your mouth and stuff. But it's like too much brushing. But always for sure floss though, guys. Floss. Nick, floss, bro.
Yeah, no, I try.
You try. floss. You get bored. You said.
Yeah. Or get one of those water flosses.
They make a mess, bro.
I mean, sure, but I mean, I'm sure it's easier than actual like flossing.
Even then, you still gotta floss.
Have to floss. Still, that's more time, I think, because you have to set up your water, and then you have to do it, and then you have to set it up. So, yeah. So we'll end it with that. But Herbert, he's not here today. If you guys haven't paid attention, safe travels, Herbert. We'll see you soon. Bring us back candy. I think Tina might listen to this, but and thank you guys so much for listening to us, Octavio. Next run, we'll see you next week for the run.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You did 4 miles this week, and you feels tired, but you better be there next week.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. And are you going to be in the front? No, I'm just saying. No, you did good.
I'll be leading the song.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I just need a one run.
Yeah. And then you're going to hit the gym too. We're going to hit the. All right. So thank you guys so much for listening to us. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. And then we have the Instagram for the reels and then the TikTok for the workout videos. Thank you guys.